political theater around AI governance is reaching a new level of visibility. Zuckerberg reportedly had a secret call with Trump urging him not to create a national AI regulator, and given that Meta's regulatory exposure would be significant under any coherent AI oversight regime, the motivation is clear. What's interesting is that this was secret, then leaked. Someone wanted this conversation known. That's not an accident.
From a policy standpoint, the debate over national AI regulation in the US has been stalled for most of this year, while the EU has been implementing its AI Act and China has been enforcing its own framework. If the US continues to have no federal framework, partly because major tech companies are lobbying against one, the result is a patchwork of state regulations and the US ceding standard-setting leadership internationally. That's a consequential outcome that gets dressed up as innovation-friendly.
The Anthropic announcement about Chinese labs using the dark web to steal AI technology is striking, and I want to contextualize it carefully. Anthropic is not a disinterested party in the debate about AI security. They have both genuine concerns and commercial interests in how that debate is framed. But the underlying claim that frontier AI model weights and training methodologies are being targeted through cybercrime channels is consistent with what intelligence agencies have been saying for 2 years. The dark web piece adds specificity. This isn't casual corporate espionage. It's sophisticated targeting of the most valuable intellectual property on Earth right now.
And then all three major AI platforms, ChatGPT, Claude, and Grok, went down simultaneously. When you step back from the inconvenience, the simultaneous outage is actually a structural concern. It suggests that the underlying infrastructure these services depend on, cloud providers, DNS services, network layers, has concentrated points of failure. If all three go down at once, that's not three independent failures, that's a shared dependency failing. In a world where AI services are increasingly embedded in critical business workflows, that concentration is worth treating as an infrastructure resilience issue.
Claude's new capability to control your Mac in the background is exactly the kind of feature that sounds useful and raises real questions simultaneously. Background computer control, where an AI agent can take actions without you actively watching, is the direction the whole industry is moving. The productivity case is obvious. The security and accountability case is less obvious but equally important. If an AI agent is acting in the background, who is responsible for what it does? How do you audit it? These aren't hypothetical concerns, they're live design and governance questions.
Let me step back and do some context setting on the power infrastructure story, because it connects directly to everything else we're discussing. Wood Mackenzie, which is a serious energy research firm, is reporting that transformer deficits in the US have hit 15%, and that AI data centers are consuming 40% of power equipment supply. Transformers are not something you manufacture quickly. Lead times on large power transformers can run 2 to 4 years. And Trump's ban on foreign grid equipment narrows the sourcing options precisely when demand is exploding. This is the physical constraint on the AI buildout that no amount of software innovation can solve. You cannot run a data center without power, and you cannot deliver power without transformers.
Google's response to the DRAM shortage is actually a fascinating engineering story embedded in all of this. They're pulling DDR4 memory modules from retired servers, building custom adapters to connect old chips to new AI machines. This is a large company doing what any good engineer does when facing a supply constraint: improvise with available materials. The fact that Google, with all its procurement power, is resorting to this tells you how severe the shortage is. It's not elegant, but it's pragmatic.
Before we leave the AI governance space, there's the Goldman Sachs warning about falling AI token prices. The bank's Delta One desk noted that AI model prices dropped sharply in August, and the concern is that usage growth may not be fast enough to justify the infrastructure spending that's already been committed. This is the classic technology cost curve argument: prices fall, which should drive adoption, which should increase volume. But if prices fall faster than adoption grows, the economics of the buildout don't work out for providers. Goldman is essentially saying, the AI infrastructure investment thesis has an assumption baked in that isn't guaranteed.